Hi, Kitty Wink listeners. I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Juliana. Glad you're all here for story time.
Okay, open-hearted, playful, and intelligent listeners, this is episode number 11 of our sports series.
Yay!
Make sure you check out our website, kittywinkcrew.com, for info about us, our events, and for our activity book. It's a great companion to our Series 1 stories.
Our mascot and octopus pal, Ozzy, is also thrilled to have you as a member of the Kitty Wink crew. Together, we make an amazing team.
We do. All right, Team Kitty Wink, it's time to guess the sport in this story. Jules, we are ready.
Here goes. Clue number one. This sport is one of the oldest recorded sports, over 2,000 years old.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Number two. Different events can be part of the sport, like the balance beam, rings, vault, pummel horse. That is a real word. And floor exercise.
Not a real horse, though. Okay.
Number three. This sport involves exercises that require balance, flexibility, and strength.
Oh, balance beam gave it away for me. Listeners, what do you think? Is it gymnastics?
Lindsay, you're so smart. The sport is gymnastics, my favorite Olympic sport to watch.
Oh, mine too, for sure. Listen for geometry and geography in the story. Remember, geometry is mathematical and geography is about locations.
Let's go, team. Come along with us. It's time to listen and then we'll discuss.
Ready? Go, Team Kittywink.
The Eastern European country of Ukraine is home to Sofia and her teammates' gymnastic team, the Ukrainian Firebirds. Gymnastics has been a big part of Sofia's life for the past 2 years, and her favorite place to be is in the Firebirds' practice gym.
Oh, the Firebirds. What a fun name. And a Firebird would look cool on a uniform or a flag. Ukraine is the second largest European country. Its flag is made of a blue horizontal rectangle on the top half and a yellow horizontal rectangle on the bottom half. But I'm sorry to report, there are no majestic firebirds on their flag.
That is true. No firebirds on their flag. The idea of the firebird actually comes from the ancient Slavic folklore. Folklore is a fancy way of saying old fairy tales or stories. And in some of these tales, the firebird is described as a falcon-sized bird with glowing eyes and flame-colored feathers that light up a room.
Oh, cool. What do firebirds do in these fairy tales?
Great question, Linz. Firebirds in folklore are birds on a challenging or hard quest. And a quest means an adventure. Sofia and her team relate to the firebird because they feel like they are on their own challenging quest to learn and perfect the different elements that make up gymnastics.
There are a lot of different elements that make up the sport of gymnastics. It's pretty special in that way.
That is such a great point. It's similar to a lot of sports in that it's competitive, but it can also be seen as different from a lot of sports too, because competitive gymnastics includes different events like uneven bars, beam, floor, and vault.
Now I get why Sophia's favorite place to be is at her gymnastics practice gym.
Yeah,
there's so many things to do.
So true.
Gymnastics is a sport that's centered around exercises requiring strength, flexibility, balance, endurance, and so much more.
Totally. Each girl on the Firebirds had their favorite gymnastics activity. And depending on the event, some are better than others. That's why it's great to be on a team.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone can use their strengths to their advantage on a team. And like a team, the girls all had matching leotards with flames of red, yellow, and orange to represent the Firebird. I don't have to look for my name, Sofia would say when it was her turn to pick up her new leotard. Mine is the biggest, so I'm easy to spot.
Yeah, it is the biggest. But it's your size that helps you win so much with that amazing balance beam routine. I love how you use your strength, Sofia. Keep it up,
her coach would say.
That's a great reminder from her coach. Was the balance beam her favorite event?
Yes, it was. And it's where she focused most of her time.
I know from watching gymnastics when the Olympics are on that the gymnasts perform their routine by first mounting or getting on the beam by using a vault.
Yes. Some gymnasts need to use a vault, which is like a springboard that helps you bounce higher. But not Sophia. She would get a running start and use the power of her strong legs to launch her up on the beam. Sophia would hear from the sidelines.
Go, Sophia!
You got this, girl!
Yeah, go, Firebirds! Sophia loved how supportive her team was. Their cheers were always there to help her perform, and they got her ready to show off her double somersaults.
Somersaults are so fun, and they're also a perfect way to touch on geometry, Jules. Somersaults are when a person's body rotates 360 degrees around a horizontal axis. So your feet will pass over your head and come back down, completing a full circle.
Yeah, I know you can do somersaults forwards, sideways, and backwards. And no matter which direction you're going, you will always need to rotate your body 360 degrees. Mm-hmm. When I was younger, I loved to do forward somersaults, but was never able to conquer my fear of backward somersaults.
I was always more of a sideways somersaulter and totally agree that doing anything backwards is an extra challenge, making it even harder to conquer.
Yeah.
Could Sophia do somersaults in every direction?
I bet you were really good at somersaults.
No, I wasn't.
Yes, she was great. She wasn't stuck going forward or to the side like us. She would do somersaults in every direction and use the strength and power from her legs to keep her always balanced and in control. Her legs were her favorite part of her body. They were so strong, which was important to gymnastics. However, her legs didn't look like most of her teammates. Most of her team was made up of girls who were shorter and in general had smaller proportions than Sophia. It was never a problem for the Firebirds, as they all embraced everyone for their unique strengths and their abilities. But at their last competition, Sophia walked past another team and overheard them saying,
"Oh my God, did you just see that girl on the Firebirds? She's double the height of her teammates and her legs are like tree trunks." Oh, ouch. I'm sure those comments did not make Sophia feel good.
No.
It's just wrong to talk about others in a mean or unkind way. Like we've talked about in our hockey story, everyone's different and unique. That's a strength, not a weakness.
That's so true. But you're 100% correct that these comments made Sophia feel uncomfortable and even worse, unsure of herself right before she was about to perform. Too embarrassed to tell her teammates, Sophia tried to forget what she heard and walked back over to where her team was sitting.
"You okay, Sophia?"
asked her coach.
"You look sad."
No, I'm good, Sophia said, flashing her coach a fake smile.
"Okay then, but you would let me know if something was wrong,"
asked coach. "Yeah, of course," Sophia fibbed, quickly walking away to begin her balance beam routine.
I wish she told the coach the truth. How did her routine go?
I wish she did too. And she tried to clear her mind. Fortunately, she started off strong.
Good.
Halfway through her routine, that's when she was about to do her double somersault.
Oh no.
She let her focus slip and heard the words replay in her head.
"She's double the height of her teammates and her legs are like tree trunks."
This was all it took. 1 minute, she was on the beam. And the next thing she knew, Sophia was on the ground staring up at the beam.
Oh, poor Sophia. Was she okay?
Thankfully, her body was okay. But the fall ended any opportunity for placing or winning a medal.
Mm.
All of my hard work, everything I practiced for, it was for nothing, thought Sophia.
Just like the Firebird, it sounds like Sophia found the challenging or hard part of her quest.
You've got that right. As she walked back to her team, Sophia ran through her options on how to move forward. Should I give up gymnastics altogether and leave it to the smaller-legged girls? Or maybe I should run over to the other team and scream in their faces.
Oh, man, I don't like either of those options for her. I'm sure her coach and teammates would agree with me.
I'm sure you're right, Lindsay. And for a minute, the option of screaming in the other team's face did sound good, but Sophia decided against it, going with the third option she came up with. This was the most challenging option for her, which was to share what she heard with her coach and Firebird teammates, even though it was embarrassing and hard.
Oh, go, Sophia. What happened next?
Sophia's teammates rallied around her. Then her coach said,
"It's true you are the tallest on the team and you do have very muscular legs. I get this could make you feel different, but everyone in the sport of gymnastics uses their strong legs to help them with balance, endurance, and strength. Don't you see the similarity?"
And then Sophia got it. It was the answer to her quest. She walked out of the competition with something much greater than a win or a medal. She walked out knowing that her body was different from those on her team, but it was that tall body with strong legs that helped her complete those amazing somersaults she usually landed. Her other teammates' shorter legs helped them take on the uneven bars and floor events. They all had legs. They just used them differently. And that's what truly made the Ukrainian firebirds shine so brightly.
Way to glow, firebirds. And that's the end.
Let's call a kitty wink.
Hi, kitty wink. Can you tell us your names and where you live?
I'm Ada and I'm Eleanor and we live in Oak Park.
Ada and Eleanor, we're so glad you're here with us today. We can't wait to talk to you guys about the story. Can you tell us about the sport that was in the story?
Gymnastics.
Yes, gymnastics. Did you know anything about gymnastics before hearing the story, or did you learn anything?
I knew a couple things about gymnastics, actually. You use, your legs are one, like, important thing of your body that helps you, like jump up on the balance beam and swing over the bar.
Yeah, strong legs are really important. Absolutely. That's a really good point that we did talk about there and that you knew. Is there anything else you knew about gymnastics? What do they wear?
Leotards.
They do. And do you guys know some names of some of the things they do? Like it's gymnastics, but what are some of the actual activities that they do?
A beam, the beam, the bar, and the springboard.
What do you think your favorite part of gymnastics would be? Would you like to be on the beam, uneven bars, the floor?
I actually did gymnastics. So my favorite part of gymnastics is the springboard up onto the beam.
Oh, wow. That is a cool part. So in the story, did you guys have any favorite parts of the story?
I like the part when she got up on the beam.
What did she like to do when she got on the beam?
Somersaults.
Yeah, somersaults. And we talked about, this was a bit about geometry when we talked about the somersaults. Do you remember how many degrees you go, a person's body rotates?
A circle.
Yeah, it's really interesting. So the geometry in the story was when we were talking about somersaults, we were talking about a person's body rotating 360 degrees around a horizontal axis. So that's when your feet will pass over your head and come back down to make a complete circle, just like what you're talking about.
Yes.
Do you guys know how to do somersaults?
Yeah.
I bet you do. Okay, and then back to Sophia, the main character. Tell us a little more about Sophia. Did she learn anything in the story?
Gymnastics, the sport, is for everyone.
Yeah, tell us more about that. It's for everyone. I agree.
Like, it's not just for little kids and, like,
It's not just for big kids.
Right.
And what happened to Sophia? When she was at her gymnastics meet, she was about to go on and something happened. What happened?
Two people on the other team were whispering about her. They were saying she has legs like a tree trunk.
Yeah, that's not very nice at all. Yeah, I'm glad you guys are thinking about how everybody is able to do gymnastics and everything for that matter.
Did she do something at the end that made her feel better?
She spoke to our teammates and coach.
She did. She spoke to her teammates and coach, so that those mean words were really hurtful, but sharing with others made her feel better and helped her feel supported.
Yes.
And then what about, let's see, we haven't really touched on geography yet. Do you remember where this story took place?
In the Firebirds practice gym.
Yes. And do you remember where they lived? Do they live in the United States or did they live somewhere else?
They lived in Ukraine.
Yeah, exactly. And I love how you talked about it being in their gym. Okay. Do you think you guys are ready for would you rather question?
Yes.
Okay. Would you rather perform your gymnastics routine flying through the sky on the uneven bars, or would you rather be the best somersaulter in the world on the gymnastics beam?
Do the bar. Because it's really fun swinging, and I like seeing my pretty view up high. Me too.
Yeah. And you said earlier you like that springboard, so I wonder if you would like springing up on there.
I think I agree with Ada and Eleanor. That sounds fun. Flying through the sky is something we don't do normally, and on those bars, you can really get high. What about you, Lindsay?
I would say the same. I just am not a good somersaulter, so trying to do that on a beam sounds impossible. So cool that Sophia could do it, but not a chance for me.
Okay, Ada and Eleanor, we'll start with Ada first. Could we have your would you rather?
Would you rather have 11 boxes of toys, because this is the 11th story, or have 11 boxes of candy?
Toys,
because candy isn't good for you, and I love toys.
Yeah, I would agree with both of you. I think it would be fun to have 11 different things to play with.
Me too.
Yeah, I agree. I think we're all on the same page there. Candy goes away. Toys, those can hang around for a while.
Right. Okay, Eleanor, what is your would you rather?
Would you want to be a shark or be a doctor at the zoo?
I'd be a vet.
Me too. Because I actually want to be a vet when I grow up.
Me too.
Awesome. Are you two want to be vets together and work at the same zoo?
Yes.
Oh, that would be so cool.
I think I agree with you. It would be interesting to be a shark because you would be underwater and you could swim really fast. But I think I would like to take care of a lot of different animals, and veterinarians are doctors for a lot of different animals. So I agree. I would be with you too. What about you, Lindsay?
I would too, which I think this might be the first time we've been totally in agreement with all the would you rather questions. I agree with all those answers.
Wow. It took to series 2, episode 11 for us to finally all agree.
Well, it's always good to have different opinions, but true. I do think that we had some good answers here. Ada and Eleanor, thank you so much for joining us. Listeners, thank you for listening. We love chatting about this story. We'll see you next time. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye. Bye-bye. We hope you enjoyed our gymnastics story and that great conversation with Ada and Eleanor.
Yes, it's so fun hearing from our Kittywink community, and we would love to include you on our Kittywink team too. If you want to be on the podcast, email us at contactkittywink@gmail.com. And parents and caregivers, check out our Instagram page at Kittywink Crew.
Thanks for letting us share what we love and for being part of Team Kittywink with us. We will end with a reminder from our favorite pal, Ozzy, to lead with your three hearts. That's showing love and kindness with your body, mind, and words. Goodbye.
Bye.
Thanks for the support. Goodbye.
Stories written and read by Juliana Bria and Lindsay Farley. Original theme by Miriam Mayer. Artwork by Amy Nicholson and Maggie Porter. Find us wherever you get your podcasts. This has been a Kittywink Crew production.